art. Some would say it touches their soul. Some might say the same about nature. If you combine the two, you get something like Art and Soul, which is the moniker local artist Carrie Winninger goes by. Whether it's hiking through one of our local parks or trails, or painting barefoot so that she can feel the earth beneath her feet, Carrie has a love of combining nature and art. Her work often incorporates natural scenes and wildlife bursting with vibrant colors. Carrie recently had an exhibit at the Acoustic Cafe here in Winona. I caught up with Carrie at the historic Trempla Hotel where we discussed her art, nature, and the connections she feels they create within her soul. I would encourage you to check out her artwork as you listen today at Art and Soul on Facebook. I'm Bill Stoneberg with local artist Carrie Winninger on Artbeat.
From painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Well, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. I was checking out your website and your Facebook, you know, kind of diving a little more deeper into your artwork and stuff and looking at it. And I noticed you do painting. You also have some poetry, like, on your website and stuff, some writings.
Soul thoughts.
Yes, soul thoughts.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, cool. Well, it was really neat, you know. And I noticed you also have some photos on Facebook that are really cool. I don't know if you do photography or if that's just something on the side, but it looked great to me. I was just kind of curious, with all these different, you know, you do the painting, the poetry, writing, you know, you have some photos. Where did you get your start in art? Like, what kind of drew you in the most? How did you get started?
Wow, I think probably just growing up was always had like an affinity towards art classes, theater, anything like that. And then, you know, got more serious as a senior in high school and even more serious when I was in college. So the psychology part of art is probably what interests me the most.
The psychology part of art. So like kind of the thought process that goes into it and the thoughts that you glean looking at it? Is that kind of what you mean by that?
Yeah, because I think sometimes when you look at art, you can have this like incredible emotional response and not even know why, but you'll be really drawn to something about that piece. And so that's probably a little bit more recent, where I think your emotional response has to do also, it's like a connection with your spiritual self or your soul self, mm-hmm. Which is where Art and Soul kind of got its name. But you know, when I was in high school and in college, the psychology of art in terms of probably getting out your emotions or your thoughts or a feeling or something like that. So it was kind of just hitting it at a different angle back then.
Okay. It's almost like art for an artist can be real cathartic and like, you know, working through things or you know, exploring ideas and things within you that you may not be able to see otherwise, right?
Absolutely. I think that it can come from two different ways. It can come from something that you're feeling and it's coming out from something that you're feeling. And then I think when you're viewing art, or even sometimes when you're starting your artwork and then you're looking at it, it's something there that's already there that then is sort of sparking the thought or the feeling or whatever in you. So
okay. It almost sounds like, you know, I talk to a lot of musicians as well, and they are often surprised at what other people get out of their music. You know, is that kind of what you're talking about? Like, maybe the way you view the artwork has more to do with you than the artist, or?
Absolutely. I think even your own artwork, sometimes if you don't see it for a while and then you look at it again, and even for me, like when I start a piece, I try not to be too tied into what the thought was in my head or the image in my head. Because I can start and then that piece goes in a totally different direction as it's moving. So yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, it's one of those things that it's in the eye of the beholder. And the messages that you kind of get or the feelings that you get are, it's specific to that person, the viewer.
Okay. Is that kind of how you work as well? Like when you're working on a piece, does it just kind of take on a life of its own and evolve on its own? Do you have a specific vision in mind, or do you just let it evolve?
I think it's a little bit of both. I'll have this image in mind, and I'll start. And then once I start, certain things will come and certain things will sort of let, you know, let go, or I'll have to let go of certain things. I wanted this in the original, you know, visualization that I had, and once I'm working, I'm like, nope, it doesn't belong in there. So, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. It's always neat to hear how artists work and how they view their own artwork and how things evolve like that. So, do you have a favorite art form or medium to work in? I noticed you do like a lot of some watercolor, you do pencils, stuff like that. Do you have a favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I have moods depending on what mood I'm in, what I want to use. But I mostly use oil, acrylic, watercolor, and ink, and some pencil. Yeah, very few pencil, but mostly for pet portraits, I'll do the pencils.
Okay, sounds good. Do you? I would also encourage people right now, because of what I'm about to ask, Carrie, you might want to check out her Facebook page, Art and Soul. She's got a lot of cool things on there that she posted that are really inspiring, I think. You mentioned that that it depends on what mood you're in. And I've noticed that you have some posts online sometimes where, like recently you were into the color yellow, you know, and you posted a lot of really cool stuff that is kind of inspiring, you know, especially if you're into visual art. It's really inspiring. Are those things... is that stuff that you, like, consciously go after? Or, I mean, how do you get into something like that, like the color yellow? Did it just click one day or something inspire you to get into that? Or
I am a big believer in things like synchronicities and the universe, and that there is definitely things out there that we don't necessarily think of every day. And I'm into, like, energies. I'm into... how everything has sort of a vibration or a frequency. I'm into our chakra system. So I am learning more and more about how to listen and pay attention to the world around me and how it's affecting me and what it's the feelings that I get in myself. And so, like, just specifically with the color yellow, I think is like a chakra that would be like your solar plexus, your middle section in the chakra system in our body. So that's where the inspiration comes from, I think, a lot of when I'm just out and about, when I'm walking through my day and like things are just coming at me and I'm paying attention to them.
Okay. So really it's a matter of paying attention to how you're reacting to your environment, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And what it's doing to my body, right? Because sometimes when you see something, when you feel something, there's different parts in my body that I can feel it or sense it. And then always like when I have a feeling or whatever, there's also some sort of imagery that comes in my head, or I don't know how to really explain that, but
yeah, no, that makes sense. Like before we had mentioned, like the color yellow, the way things maybe strike a chord in you, how it makes your body feel. We talked about art being kind of cathartic. Do you think that art, can have sort of healing properties for people as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are certain pieces that I have that I am floored when people will give me feedback about how it resonates with them and what it means to them. And yeah, I don't even know how to explain it. But for me too, I think growing up, art was healing in like, two different ways again. Like, you know, I had a hard time when I was growing up. I was really emotional. I dealt with, you know, feeling really down and out and anxious. And getting some of that out in terms of doing art, just doing it, was very healing. Now I'm also at this point where I'm like, I can create art, or I can, you know, look at other people's art and feel that healing as well, which I think correlates with music. I think there's, you know, a lot of music therapy and art therapy, and yeah, definitely a lot of healing that can go on with it.
Nice. Do you feel that as you progress as an artist and as you walk through life, does that become easier, you know, to connect with things like that?
Absolutely. I think letting go of all of the rules and structure that goes with it, because I think for me as an artist, I had to let go with a lot of, oh my gosh, is this good enough? Oh my gosh, what would my professor say? Oh my gosh, what will my art friends say? Oh my gosh, what will my neighbor say? And when you just let all that go and let it come in and let it happen and let yourself connect with it, it is definitely easier. And as I get older, I'm letting go of what the rules, I guess, and just going with what I feel. Yeah.
Nice. I love that. And then, you know, I kind of wanted to mention some of your art specifically, like you have a lot of nature in your artwork as well. You know, I noticed different animals, you know, owls, some wolves, trees, plants, things like that. Do you spend a lot of time in nature to get that inspiration, or does that just come to you?
I try to spend a lot of time in nature. I probably don't get enough of it, but nature is always kind of spoke to me. So, and I think back, you know, I grew up in the country. I grew out on a gravel road. I grew out where our nearest neighbor was, you know, quite a ways away. So it kind of takes me back from to when I was growing up. And but yeah, absolutely. Like, I have to be out in nature in order for myself to even feel good.
Cool. And it shows through in your art. You know, I love that. You know, I love being outside as well, you know, and animals and things. Speaking of animals, you do portraits as well. And you also do pet portraits, which I thought was really cool. How did you get into doing that?
So I love animals. And I worked at a humane society for, you know, almost 9 years. And it kind of started with doing, portraits of pets that have passed away. A lot of them are pets that have passed away, and so it's a way to honor that pet. So it kind of started while I was working there, when I was, you know, towards the end of working at the shelter, and then it just kind of took off. Like, friends told friends, and this person wanted to get a gift certificate for this person, and so yeah.
So then when you do stuff like that, like a pet portrait, do you work off of like a photo, or do you just kind of hang around the pet and paint?
I work off of a photo, especially if the ones that have passed away, then I would, you know, would need something. But I always encourage people to tell me about their animal, because when I'm working on the piece, I literally imagine myself like as if that animal is in front of me, you know, if I can pet that animal, or imagining their personality or something like that while I'm working. So.
Oh, so you get like more of a deeper understanding, kind of a connection to that animal.
Yes. Yep.
Because they do. They all have their own little personalities, don't they?
They do. And it's really funny. And that's probably the best thing about it.
It is. It is. And I just want to mention also, Carrie does commission work for portraits and pet portraits. So if anyone out there is looking for a pet portrait, or, you know, maybe a portrait with your pet, I encourage you to give her a call. Check out her website and send her an email. So. And, you know, I also noticed on your website, you had some, like we said, some writings and poetry, things like that. And there was one that was a poem that was on top of a photograph. And it looks like it was maybe in Pearl Park or something on the hill. And that's really cool to see, because it, I don't know, I'm a very visual person, you know. And it gave kind of a visual to the poem, and it, I don't know, I really enjoyed that. Is that something that you work on, to combine those things, or is that just stuff that happens for you?
It just kind of happens. I'm not really like a, I'm not really a writer, but sometimes I can find words that express what I'm really feeling. That's probably why I paint more, because that's easier for me to express in terms of colors and lines and shapes. But once in a while, like, words will come and I'll have to get them down, so.
Okay, fair enough, but I might disagree a little bit. I think you're a great writer as well. You know, I mean, reading some of your stuff, I was really impressed.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I love that idea of combining words and, you know, like poetry, which is an art in itself, and, you know, visual arts, and that's music too, right? Like, you're playing with an instrument and notes, and you're singing, you know, words that go along with it. So, yeah, I love combining those two together.
Nice. Maybe you could make like visual songs almost out of them, you know? I mean, would you ever consider doing poems for people? Like, if you were to do a portrait or a pet portrait or something?
You know, that's funny that you say that. I did actually do that one time with a pet portrait. I kind of wrote some little words that went along with it that was kind of like a poem. So, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. We look forward to seeing something like that in the future, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then there was another series that I noticed on your website that was of feathers. And are those done from real feathers that you collected, or is it just kind of from memory or books, or what?
Most of them are real feathers that I found, and some of them are just feathers that maybe I just visualized and, you know, were just like coming to me with the colors of them anyways. But yeah, I went through a huge feather phase where it was like I was seeing feathers like everywhere and all over, and it came after I went through a huge roots phase. Okay. So it was like I was always doing roots and wanting to, you know, I loved looking at roots and drawing and painting and just thinking about how things were rooted. And then it was funny that it was just like the opposite. Nice. Of feathers was coming, so yeah,
kind of being grounded and then maybe reaching for the sky.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's like perfect, because right, like, that's all about balance and and sort of the polarity, but like living in the dual nature of those polarities. So I love it.
Definitely, definitely. And I also enjoyed the, there were paintings of people with animals. Like, you know, there was a woman with a wolf, and the way the lines kind of combined through their hair and the air, and it really cool stuff. Is that like a current exploration, or what are you into right now?
It is. I think that that is all part of the series of Rewilding, or Wild Women, my Wild Women series. So I read the book that it sounds like tons of women have read and have resonated with, but it's Women Who Run With the Wolves by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. And it is about the wild woman archetype. And so that, I think I kind of see that as being an ongoing theme for me, because it's all kind of helped me sort of develop myself as a person and as an artist. So
nice. So we might be able to see more of that series come out?
Absolutely.
Cool. It's so cool to see like an artist like evolve and stuff. Like, well, like I go back to the music example again, you know, like they put out one album, the next album could be completely different, you know, and it's really fun to see the twists and turns in an artist's work, you know. So can't wait to see what happens with that series.
Thank you. I can't wait either.
Oh, and then, you know, since a lot of your artwork does involve nature, stuff like that, do you ever paint outdoors, like plein air painting? Or
I've not done plein air in the terms that we think of where we're doing like landscapes or anything like that. But I have taken my art outside and just worked outside just so I can feel the air and smell the grass and stuff. But
nice. Do you work barefoot then as well?
Absolutely.
You got to be touching the ground, right?
Yes, you do.
I love it. And feeling the grass and your toes. That's, you know, summertime is fantastic for that.
It's very grounding.
So do you have any shows coming up soon or anything in the works?
No shows that are scheduled right now. But gosh, what do I have coming up in the works? Just sort of submitting things here and there, and just working right now. I'm just catching up on my commission list and working. I have a butterfly woman that's kind of in the works that I want to fine tune and finish up. And
nice, nice. Then can people order prints or paintings online too?
Absolutely. Any of them, pretty much all of them, prints would be available. They're just printed as people order them. And commission, like I'm always taking, you know, commission orders. And if I'm a little behind, I just let them know, you know, hey, is it okay if this, you know, takes a couple months? Or if it's for a birthday present or if it's for a gift for someone, then I try to keep that in account and then speed the process up a little bit.
Okay, okay. And then, like, for commission work, you mentioned that, like, the pats you would often work off of a photo. Do you do that with people as well, or do you have them sit for you?
No, I work from photo, too.
Okay, great. So I encourage anyone, check out Carrie's work online. If you're looking for a portrait of yourself or your pet, I would highly recommend you get a hold of Carrie. So what is the best way for people to view your work and contact you if they wanted to commission something? Would it be your website or Facebook?
Either one works. I have a tendency to be have more contact with Facebook, but my website works too because there's a way to email me off my website. But yeah, either one.
Okay, great. That website would be carrywinninger.com, and that's Carrie spelled C-A-R-Y, and Winninger is W-Y-N-I-N-G-E-R.com. And you can also check her out on Facebook at Art and Soul, and that's Art space N apostrophe Soul. And it will be connected to her name as well, so you'll be able to find her. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Carrie.
Thank you so much. This is a great opportunity.
Thanks again to Carrie Winninger for joining us today on ArtBeat. To see more of Carrie's work, go to carriewinninger.com. That's Carrie, spelled with a C, Winninger, W-Y-N-I-N-G-E-R.com. Or you can search Art and Soul on Facebook. For more conversations on art, tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we've just heard from local artist Carrie Winninger on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Find podcasts of Artbeat and all your favorite KQAL shows by going to kqal.org and looking for program archives under the Media tab. Artbeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.